Blog Talk Radio.
And what say you today? They have a saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me tell you something. I don't know if you have had the psychological identity of the two worlds that we have experienced. One we refer to as BC. Have you ever looked at that and think for where we are now in AD era? Have you looked at that two worlds? Do you know the difference between those two worlds? And do you know who brought in the first new world, I mean, with people? Who brought about the two worlds? and two worlds, that has to do with civilization. Because you can't have a world with functioning society like, you know, the world, I'm trying to explain this real good because I have time and I need to be as clear as I can because I want what I say to be understood. There are a lot of things that we are going through, situation in our human world that we don't have a good sense of it. And in some cases, we don't have hope that we will know. I share that experience too, growing up in the church, that I am hopeless. I don't have any anticipation that I'm going to understand the world better. I just didn't see how or who would tell me knowledge to give me that enlightenment, right? But what I'm talking about, the world, the two worlds that I'm talking about. I need to explain a few things, right? And see if you can, if you didn't think about the idea that I'm telling you. I would like that when we are done with this subject matter, that you understand, you understand it now. Maybe you didn't think about it before, or if you think about it, you didn't get anywhere. But I would like, whatever your experience is, if you understand it, well, that is good. We are talking together. We understand together. But what about people who, like I was, who don't have a clue? Not a clue. Right. So now, you know, the amount of stuff that we know and things that we interact with, that we don't know anything, or we don't know much about the meaning of these things we interact with in society. So now, so as I had been affected, and then things change down the road, come to understand a lot of primary important things about this mysterious world that we live in with people. All right. We make sense of our time by knowing the calendar, the first calendar, the first civilized people calendar was established 450,000 years ago by the Elohim gods. You read in history. No, we're not talking about no place else. You read in prehistory, like the Sumerian, the Atra-Assis text, about the civilized world before the flood, right? Okay. So there was the world exist. Let's say the solar system that we are living in, where the sun and the moon are major features that where the animals also could see them, and humanoid could see them. But there was no civilized human being. So I am letting you know what the history says. That the solar system is 4.5 billion years old, right? Think about that. Think about that, because we have to think then, since the Earth or the solar system is so old, it's a whole bunch of time that passed, that, you know, in the big cosmological world, and our little tiny solar system, like about 12 planets rotating here. You think about that, right? So if we don't have a good sense, a practical and mental observatory understanding of the vast existence that for a long time I had no perception of it. All I know about people around me and the mountains, the trees, and there's an ocean and stuff like that, and we are breathing air, breathing oxygen, and all that, you know, with our respiratory system and what makes us live. Understand that these things exist. But I can't interpret what is over the horizon where I am. I couldn't think that there are countries somewhere and have an idea and stuff like that. Right? So I was pretty much let's say, unenlightened. All right? I was unenlightened, tending to the world around me, like the galaxy and, you know, all the worlds out there. All right. Now, I am a lot more informed and able to, like, say, converse about the different jurisdiction of the cosmos and the many different planets that are out there, and a lot of stuff that is going on out there that we are not seeing. I don't know. And although that there is now, we have telescope. We can view a lot of heavenly bodies out there, and there's a lot of knowledge we have, and whether it do us any good or not, but we have certain idea about the motions of the planets and stuff. All right. So what the point is, I am trying to get, is when civilization came to Earth. Now, in order for us to get that answer, I'm going to bring in front of us this idea, this notion, right? Because we're dealing with intangible type of thinking now, right? It's very important when we can identify these kinds of what I call it, or get our perception to see intangibly, right? So we can talk about vast and varied jurisdiction of things, right? So in this case, I am showcasing the earth and all life eventually come to be on it, okay? That's simple? That's simple, right? Now, if anybody want to come in and have something to say, the number to call is 347-850-1358. Did you get that one? 347-850-1358. All right. We're talking now because, look, I come to the point where I try to talk things what I understand, whether I explain it properly. However, you will never going to get me into a corner where I don't know what I'm talking about. So I am one person that don't deal with issues like that, where you would be talking to some people and they don't know what they're talking about. They talk a whole bunch of stuff where, like, you know, the basket, you know, drain out all the water out of it and there's nothing there but, you know, empty space inside there. All right. I don't talk like that because there was a time when I didn't know things I know today. And I never try to talk something where me kind of understand little something and then I'm trying to go over what I know. I always talk what I think I know. And then if I don't, somebody's going to correct me, I'm going to take that correction. My attitude is to speak what I know. So if what I know comes from the certain source, let's say like history and things that I observe, all of us are privy or have access to these type of existence. So I talk about things like cosmos because the cosmos is something that all of us are to be aware of. So if you're not aware of the elements that I am bringing up, well, all you can do is listen and try to see if you can get it. You know what I mean? Because if you don't get it today and you keep on thinking about it, it will come to you. So the you know, the brain is set up there and our situation of existence, right? All right, so if we don't understand something, we can't make any headway with it, okay? So the thing up for us is to, like, if we are to get to know things beyond we know, we will have to go into communication and, you know, speak by the rule. Know what you're saying, and we all entertain each other. Which means if you say something and I don't understand, I'll ask you a question and you can explain to me. And this vice versa. Okay? So communication with me is pure educational. And if I don't know something, I'll ask. And you be prepared to tell me. But don't talk no nonsense. You know, tell me what you know, just like I am telling you what I know. Right? That is a certain thing. All right. So let's pin down the idea that I'm discussing with you. And I want to take you to this perception, perceived 4.5 billion years ago. Perceive that. All right. Once you perceive that, there, you know, you understand what 4.5 billion years is like. You can imagine and say, oh, that's a long, long time. It's not like 4.5 million years. It's 4.5 or 4.6 billion years. Right. Now, in my head, when I think of 4 billion years, you know what I experience? I experience a spatiotemporal view. Mean time, a long time, or with a 10-year span, 20-year span, or a 100-year span, right? We would classify it as a spatiotemporal space of time, right? They call it spatiotemporal. So you refer to that, you know, you're talking about a space of time. So we're talking about this spatiotemporal time of 4.5 billion years. And what I experience when I think about that, you say, wow, 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 wow. You know, I can't even count that. You know, I can say it, but, you know, there's a whole bunch of zeros, right? 4.5 billion years. Why am I talking about that? I want you to focus on there was no human being around on planet Earth. Now, when we understand that, it is going to eliminate a lot of flaws in what we may think or say. Because we are talking about, we have to think in context, in the same context, that 4.6 or 4.5 billion years is a time that is a long, 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 long time. It's not like you say a trillion years. No, it's not a trillion years. It's a billion years, 4.5 billion years on Earth, where the moon and the sun was, you know, performing their duty that they are put there for. But there was no human being like us around to see it. And think that, you know, if we are like, you know, under 100 years old, just think that prior to our birth and development as human beings, we were not around to see anything, and life remains one model that all of us experience alike. Before you were born, you cannot give account. I mean now, right now as we are. You cannot give account for things before you were born, right? And that is true for you and I and every living soul that come on the planet. You will never be able to give account for what was going on before you were born because you don't know that. People have a lot of things to say that breaks into this fact, whereas you will have to use a context of an idea to make any variation into what I'm saying. Because some people think that they come from some other planet and come to Earth. Have some, you know, put themselves in a position where they were having a life experience in another world, right? Now, I have to tell you, I disqualify those kinds of idea. Now, you can have that idea if you want. I ain't going to tell nobody that they shouldn't think that they were in another world before they, you know, they were born and birthed here on earth. Now, I'm going to tell you that you can't think that. Don't do no harm to yourself or to other people with it, right? And, you know, some people think that they should have been born with a book to tell them everything about themselves, but that doesn't happen. The civilized things that happen in our lives is something that none of us, you know, should not adhere to. Like, you go to school and learn to read, because if you don't go to school and learn to read, you know, you're definitely not going to make well. That is true for all of us. And the similarity is we all here learn to read. And if you didn't learn to read and become a, you know, a this or a that, you know, you wouldn't be who you are. Because if you're not able to read, you can't be all that useful. You can be useful, but when it comes to, like, science and biology and, you know, you didn't get the education to handle those things, right? So I do a lot of elaboration to things I say, because guess what? You just can't say, you know, it's rare that you're going to say you don't understand what I say. I mean, it can happen, but I try to be, I know a lot of people might not like, you know, I have already said, some people get impatient. They don't want to let it play out. Now, I'm talking something that I think is critical, right? And maybe somebody else could do a better job than me, but I'm not competing with anybody else. I only have me, and I am talking it the way I feel a certain sense of certainty that somebody out there with above ground thinking is understanding me, right? So some people may be ahead of me in what I'm saying. I don't know. But what? All right. I'm doing it the way I know best. What I don't want for anybody to say, I didn't make the point, right? I cannot afford that. I must make the point, and that's what I'm trying to make. And this is the way I feel comfortable to do it. So just don't be impatient. If you're ahead of me, wait for me, right? So, you know, I have reason as a, you know, for what I am saying. And I'm now just making a preface to get to that point. Now, we need to have this knowledge that we are talking about right now before I get to the point where I'm going to bring a situation to you and show you what kind of condition we people are right now in this time period, right? In this era that we are in. All right. So what I'm doing here is to cut out anybody telling me foolishness. You see? So I'm bringing out all of the logical elements and put it in front of us. So you'll have to disagree with me right now and say, hey, no, wait a minute. You know, and stop me. But I am talking on the level where most people understand. Most people that, you know, like into history or anything else that they read well and they know things, they understand what I'm saying. And that's the way I like to talk. I like to make sense. And when I make sense, I put myself in a position for someone to like object. You see? When I put forth what I think is the fact, then you can object that I don't talk no facts. And you have to reel out to the world what you know is fact. All right. So I'm coming off a cosmological science basis, and to make the point I have in mind. Because if I don't do this, I leave a lot of people making objections and blah, 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 never end. I want, when I bring this, you and I have an agreement. So when I'm dropping the gavel, you can say, I'm wrong. Because you agree with the process that I put down, that that's the way civilization is, as we know it, no other way. So I'm doing what I think is right for all of us, so that we will know at the end whether or not we have something to improve. If you don't have nothing to improve, you're right. If you are found thinking a whole lot of stuff that is without civilized basis, because civilized basis means to understand the world around us and time that goes by as we are here and relating to us here today, relate to yourself like you relate to people who live before us. That's a civilized thinking. Okay? So now, you agree with me, according to science, that the Earth is 4.5 billion years old, right? Now, if you don't have anything to deny that, if you don't have an education and knowledge that would make me entertain a different understanding of the very thing I'm saying. I've never heard anybody say that is wrong about 4.5, 4.6 billion years old. It's a long time, and whatever the scientists, they find to be right from prehistory to where we are, that's the kind of thing I accept as the truth. Okay? Now, where are you going to go to find another truth? I mean, you'll go to the box of the authentic history that we know. All right? So, this is it. If every human being we can think of born 4.5 billion years, nobody wasn't here. So we have to, for us to talk any issue about civilization, because we can talk about hominoid, like Homo erectus, Neanderthal, and there are others, are uncivilized. And they have evolved. They don't have no creator like we talk about the gods came and use DNA fertilization in vitro, genetic manipulation, and create beings like the African ethnic people. It's called Homo sapiens sapien. Think about that. It's in the world. It's a textbook. National Geographic. So you can think about that. All right.
when science tells us, when history, prehistory tells us, Sumerian, because we don't have any greater source than Sumerian, Mesopotamia, prehistory of the gods. The gods started civilization on the earth. So if you are reading Bible, started the civilization that the Bible refers to, with names and places and stuff like that. Who started that? What you're reading in the Bible? I'm not talking about the content so much. It is involved content, but I am not making the context of this to explain those things. I'm talking about, we are concerned with how did civilized life came about and by what means civilization came about. Today you hear people talk a lot about civilization and they don't have a context, whereas it's like you said, when last year Christmas, and everybody will understand what you're talking about. All right, you don't hear it. We know Christmas come every year and things like that, right? All right. So when we talk about Christmas, we understand that. When we talk about civilization, you know we can't talk about it like Christmas. We have to talk about exactly what is civilization. And today, in the AD Anno Domini age, when you talk about civilization, in this, our society that we are living today, civilization is like, you know, anybody who have sense. Basically, the way in which we talk and refer to civilization today. And that's not true. It's not the different groups around and you say they are civilized people. No. That's not what makes people civilized. No. You way off from what is civilization. And if you go into the world history textbook right now, and what it tells you about civilization, it is not going to tell you how civilization come about. And if you ask the question to Google, how civilization comes about, as a matter of fact, I'm going to Google it, let you hear it.
O-B-R-O-U-T-H-T. Who brought? C-I-V-I-L-I-A-T-I-O. Who brought civilization? Who? B-A-R-T-H.
Asking the question, who brought civilization to earth? That's the question I'm asking. And, you know, let's go for it. Who brought civilization to earth? All right. Cradle of civilization. I'm not going into Wikipedia for this. Was there a civilization on earth before humans? And let's hear what this is going to tell us. Was there civilization on earth before humans? A look at the available evidence by Adam Frank. All right, and I'll show you a lot of human
call on their, I guess their shin bone. Yeah, their people died. All right? And let's see what they're going to tell us. It only took 5 minutes for Calvin Schmidt to out-speculate me. Schmidt is the director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, also known as GISS, a world-class climate science facility. Only one day last year, I came to GISS with a far-out proposal. In my work as an astrophysicist, I'd begun reading global warming from an astrobiological perspective. That meant asking whether any industrial civilization that rises planet will, through its own activity, trigger its own version of a climate shift. I was visiting GISS that day, hoping to gain some climate science insight and perhaps collaborators. That is how I ended up in Gavin's office. Now, I don't get anything out of that, because it only refers to a civilization. You know, whether any industrial civilization that rises on any planet will, through its own activity, trigger its own version of climate change. Now, that is not telling me who bring civilization. He's not telling me that. And what we're searching for. I'm searching for, was there any civilization on Earth before humans? Now that, you know, if it's going to talk and bring out something later on, it may do so, but I am not. I want the answer right up front. Key component of civilization. See, I think they are shunning the question. Because I'm asking, who brought civilization to Earth? That's what I ask. It's a simple question to ask. It's dodging cradle of civilization. Cradle of civilization. Is cradle of civilization is any location where civilization is understood to have independently emerge. There was no single cradle of civilization. Instead, several cradles of civilization develop independently.
No, but I'm talking about initially. Who brought? Who brought civilization? Who brought civilization to Earth first? F-I-R-S-T. Early civilizations arose first in Lower Mesopotamia. And that's not true. It started in Africa. The gods first brought it here, following by civilization along the river Nile and stuff like that. See? That's not where civilization began. It began with the gods and their work in Africa. And when they created mankind, like about 250,000 years later, they created civilized mankind. There was no civilized mankind before, all right? And to authenticate what I am saying, we are dealing with the same spatiotemporal time. The gods themselves came and touched down first in the Persian Gulf before they go right into Africa and the Southeast Africa in the Abzu. That is real history now. That is not even like the world history textbook that you have. This is, prehistory. What I'm talking about, the gods and when they came, it's prehistory stuff. Okay? Now, what we have here is a problem with our civilization of the day and the uncivilization of our time. Because we talk about, if you want to deal with civilization from its beginning to when it was disrupted, then what you got to talk about? You have to talk about 450,000 years when the gods, the Elohim, they came to Earth. It's a physical thing. It's not a ghost thing. This means all the sciences and stuff like that, and clothes and all the human, the civilized human way of life was brought here on Earth from the gods' homeland. They brought all these horticultural and all science. None wasn't here, right? We must understand that. Understand that. Clearing the ground that there is no foolish ideas or concept is going to come and try to like smoke up what I am saying. I want us to understand spatiotemporal time, and that you're not going to use no church ideology to smoke up what is obviously the fact of time. And if you don't want to respect that, well, you know, go about your business. About your business, because person with a coherent mind, you're not drunk and all that. You stick with the fact or the logic of an explanation. You cannot go out of that. So now let's see if we can move on. to prove that we do not have any civilization from 4.5 billion years until 450,000 years ago. You see, so from way back, 4.5 or 6 billion years. And time went on and on until we came to 450,000 years ago when the Elohim, they came to earth. And we have civilized history, prehistory began with these gods that came here. I mean, who in Europe is going to tell us that's a lie? Not Europe, because Europe, Europeans, white people, they are not created by any gods. And they were evolved along with other humanoid, you know, beings. These white people, they come from evolutionary, I mean, production. Yeah. So let's talk about when the Europeans in Homo erectus form, when did they came on the scene? And of course, in Africa. Yes, 1.5 million years ago. That was much longer than 450,000 years ago. Right? Now, you have to get that. You have to get that, because if I'm not telling the truth right here, then you need to find out. But this is what I'm telling you, because this is what I know, all right? And until somebody can, you know, come and give a different chart on time, especially your temporal time, then before I would need to seek to fix anything in what I say, right? So I'm going straight on now to prove my point, okay? And proving a point has to do with, it's a personal thing, whether or not I'm trying to treat myself, doctor myself, or I am putting something out for people to likely make good of it to help themselves. This is basically why I'm talking about this, because the things we are doing in the world, if the things are the thing is wrong, we are the only one that's going to fix it. Okay? I know you fix it. Is if I say something that is not true, and you know it's not true, and you correct me to the point where I cannot deny, I have to accept. Whether or not I want to go and follow the rules, it's going to be up to me. Now, you know, a fool don't want to follow and please themselves and create a lot of problems. And that is not to happen. So now, we came from 4.5 billion years, or 4.6 billion years, and there was nobody until, we're talking about civilized beings, there was nobody until the gods came. But before the gods came, were humanoids evolving over like a few million years, not billion years, but a few million years before civilization came, there were human-like creatures that never walk upright until there were those that began evolution walking upright, but they were not civilized. And the history shows that they only got as far as able to make stone tools. Right? Yes. That's what they were able to do. So what these people were feeding on, you could see that life provided certain kind of a substance that people could survive. Because how did they survive? They survive off some kind of energy, all right? But there wasn't a lot of stuff, as we can see, right? No fruit trees and all that. We don't know about that, that there were any fruit trees. And if there were any, I don't know. I haven't heard anybody say that. All right, but dealing with far back in time, the history that we are concentrating on is what first came. You have the humanoids and the human head, like the Homo erectus, and which is the white people that we know today are called Europeans. They came from Africa into Europe and Asia, because they were able to make a fire and keep themselves warm and whatever else, right? So remember, 1.5 million years ago, that was before any of the Elohims came in the context of what we know today. They came and splashed down in the Persian Gulf. All right, and that was so now clear the Homo erectus white people them from out of Africa. Nobody else was not around, according to the history, and they developed to where they could go into Europe and Asia, and as long as 1.5 million years, they never developed any further than being able to make tool out of stone. Now, today, in the revolution, industrial revolution that we have here today, we know that the white people them that we see today saying what and what they made, and the whole bunch of like scientific thing that they discover and stuff like that, we know that they are lying. They're shitting and fucking lying. You see? We know that. And if when you know this, you follow anything that they are saying, you need to look into what happened. Because they cannot be civilized as Homo erectus. What is it that bring them or give them some civility why they are now doing the kind of stuff that they're doing? All their ancestors that they mingle with are extinct. The humanid and hominid and the Neanderthals, they're extinct. And the history tells you the reason why. They were short of civilized knowledge. They could only make stone tools. Today, in the revolutionary industrial world that we have here now, they did not create that. These sodomite, dumb, idiot, and man slayers, they didn't do none of that. Something is wrong with them, or either something is right with them. No. I know what is wrong with them. It's the interbreeding, right? And they get new stuff going on in their brain. They were not supposed to do that. They were supposed to stay the way nature evolved them. No. They have a vision to go someplace else. Look at them. Look at them. They glory in achievement in killing the civilized people. That's what they glory in. you don't get ahead of them, you're out. As long as they, look, they have knowledge that belongs to us. The Israel says that. How they develop and be where they are. And the last thing they did that was crucial to who they are was miscegenating with some of the African people, the hybrid people. That's what they did, and have the blood of the hybrid people inside of them. That's why you see they call themselves now by a new title, Proto. The white people that are making the problem on Earth today are the Proto-Indo-Europeans. Proto. Because they're not white like they are to be white, or think like they to be white. But the interbreeding with the Neanderthals and ultimately with the African people, that is the reason why they are alive, because they are set up to be extinct too. And it's the reason why they are doing what they do. They discovered that from 12,000 years ago, these white people, they discover that their ancestors all died out, and they decide to do something about it. Yeah. There's nothing else. They decide that they are going to do something about it, and exactly what they did, they go through the interbreeding with the black people. And until today, you look at a lot of people that you think are white. They're doing something to keep themselves white. But if you listen the way they talk, look at their nose and stuff like that. No, they are too much of an in-between real white and real ethnic people them. Yes. So they seek to intermingle with all kinds of, mingle with people of higher blood. And definitely the Neanderthals was one distinguished blood that they make use of to change a lot about their humanity. And then that put them in line and able to mingle sexually with the Africans. Because the Neanderthals are of the same bloodline like us Africans, right? Because we all come from Homo sapien lineage. We and Neanderthals are two lineage that come out from Homo sapiens, right? But we and the Neanderthals are, we don't share the same type of DNA. Because we have been mixed with the gods, which Neanderthal people don't mix with the gods' blood. You see, the hybrid people are a different class of people. And remember, we were not created a big mass of people. You know, is because we are we have a lot of children. And it's the reason why we became into such a big, vast world of people. You see what I mean? Now, you look at the difference between us and the European offspring of Homo erectus. Who are they? Who do you know them to be today? Who do you know them to be today? Criminals, every vomiting nonsense on the ground. That's what these white people are. That's what they are. All right? Now, that's why I drew up this thought to, because we must smash these homosexuals. We must smash them to nothing with the facts. There's hardly any black people you see or hear devote themselves to talk the history that tells us about where the solar system brought, you know, civility from. You don't hear black people talk about that. They talk about everything that fall down in the street, and these white people just walk over them and call themselves the superior race. We got to crush that. Coming from 4.6 or 4.5 billion years ago to where we are, how did we come here? All right, we must, if you don't go by that chart, you're not talking, you're only talking things that people come along in the world and corrupt the world and talk all kind of foolishness. And they have all kind of belief, all kind of belief. Those were the kind of endurance that bothered me when I grew up in the church, because, you know, you just can't feel good like you know anything or what is true. And when you see things that are real, you don't know, you know, what to make of it. But, you know, it's a real thing you're looking at, like the pyramids and stuff like that. And a lot of things in Egypt and around the world. But now, when you get the knowledge of how to bring a fact out of something, dig it out. But you can't go down the street down there and come back and say, well, this is what I get. No, we will have to show harmonic facts long before our time, and we cannot contradict the fact. Okay? We cannot contradict the fact. That's the way it is right now, because if you steal something, you steal something. And it doesn't matter how you say it's yours, you buy it or something like that. You can't prove it. You're a thief. White people are nothing but thieves. And they decide to change up the calendar that the gods bring here and everything. Right? They are thieves, and if we don't smash them real good, the gods will stay up there and look at us and wonder, what are we doing? Because we should be wise enough to get rid of these white Homo erectus people who have never been civilized and still are not civilized. The little knowledge that they have, the World History Book can tell you how they come by it. And you can't get away from the fact about their interbreeding with species they have no right interbreeding with. And that's what gives them a deranged faculty that they are like lions. They're not like human beings that they try to interbreed with. It's not that they want to interbreed for, you know, any other, you know, like desirable thing. They are interbreeding with the African people to have a longer life. You see, they want to have live on forever. That's what they are working on. You see, we black people are really out of the light of civilization, because that's what these white people come to destroy. The fact that we allow them to take up education, you know, take up language, and move that out of black people's command. The fact we allow them to do them kind of a fuckeries, now we are at their mercy. Imagine that. Now, I can tell you before I go further that the reason why we are in this situation is because our Creator tells us, don't mingle with these old bunch of, Homo erectus. We were not supposed to mingle with them, but those stupid ancestors we have back there, you know, they went and fuck with these idiots. We are not supposed to mingle with, right? And they write it into their Bible about Solomon was told not to mingle with women. That story may I don't know if it is right or wrong, but however, it is there. And you can even read Deuteronomy 28, and you can see, like, several places in the Bible have information that don't sound like the New Testament context. So there are things going on in the Bible that you can know things if you are, you know, poised to discovery. But it is written that if we intermingle with these folks, they will turn around and rule us, and they will even kill us. Now, does that tell you what Deuteronomy is saying to black people today? Do you understand that? All right. Well, you know, remember I started with civilization. And the fact that today you hear people talk about civilization and you don't get a clear sense of what civilization means, okay? Because civilization must not just use, like, oh, they use religion today. These white people causes the black people to slide down a slippery slope. And a lot of us dead and never discover it, right? When we are living in a world where these white people are telling us it is their world we are living in and tell us we are obeying their government, A.D. Anno Domini, none of those things are true. I mean, absolutely untrue. They get us to be so afraid of them because they have the FBI, the Secret Service, and all this whole bunch of stuff that they have like they are legitimate. I read and I know none of it is true. I mean, not even one dust of what they are doing. These sodomite white people only able to make stone tools. They're ready to tell you what and what they have, and said that they are fit, you know, and how, like, almighty they are, and actually says credit to themselves is to destroy the indigenous people. They are bragging and boasting about destroying the African people, when the fact is they were not able to find the Western world. Remember, it's after we have come 100,000 years ago, begin to spread out of Africa and come into the Western world. Now, it's after we come here and establish ourselves, they come now and say with their mighty self, oh, they come with imperial colonialism. And there was no one to deliver us. And here we are in bondage today. And indeed, I come along in my thinking of, like, you know, it's like I was thrown like Joseph into, you know, threw him into a dungeon. That's how I felt. When I see something wrong and I just don't see the solution, because I say, how black people are, how are they going to free themselves from this captivity of these honest fucking white people? You know, that I say, I look and say, and, you know, how are we going to extricate ourselves? And you know what? Out of my thinking, I found, I mean, because I know the Bible, you know, from front to back, right? Just about. I mean, some things that I don't read in the Bible, I just consider that, you know, I don't need to read them anyway, you know, because I have the full understanding and the context of what the Bible is all about, Old and New Testament, okay? If you think you're better than me, I want you to come and join me someday on this show. Let's chat Bible, all right? But for right now, since nobody has joined me, as far as I can see, nobody joined me, I am going to go on and work on, you know, this what I have brought forth, right? Now, who bring civilization here is the thing, because we don't dedicate ourselves to the gods who create us. So we are listening to these criminals. It's shocking. It is shocking because they are Homo erectus, and they are living today on the high top of the black people. They're behaving like they don't want to mingle with you, but why they come everywhere we are if they thought that something about us that, you know, they need to be careful of. No, but they don't think of that. They look and see how scared we are of them. That's what they do. They don't see us with no magic or no mysterious power. And, you know, that the World History textbook speak of all of the civilizations, emerging civilization, all of them. It says this. What we are to know as civilized people is this. Under the role of religion in polytheism, important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. Now, we are talking about civilization here because civilization, like I told you, came by the gods, right? So that's all we get to be talking about civilization here. It has nothing to do with white people. Now, important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. And it goes on to tell you about the duty of the priest and things that like that they do in the experience of the civilization life, of the African people. It has nothing to do with European, parasites. Okay? Who can only make stone tools on apart from they come to join with the African people in polytheism who have intelligence and able to help them. That's what they feed off. And overthrow the king and steal secrets everywhere. All of these in Iraq and all the places that belongs to us are places where the gods have developed. They go and steal it. If you know what is an obelisk, a tall pole with a point with pointed top, it's not white people's production, it's ours. So just like they overthrow the king in Rome, Italy, and say it was Etruscan ruling, and say he's a monarch, and refuse to call the king a king. These sodomites here overthrow the king and call themselves Romans, and took the military and dress code, and went out. And until this day, not even Africa says nothing. They sold us out. Black men sold out black people to these faggot homosexual people and allow them to talk about they have AD and Adamani. How could Africa allow these homosexuals to make up something called AD and Adamani and a Christ and everything like that? And they put no stoppage to it. You think why? You think why? So, all of this now come around to my point. I feel good about the truth. And, you know, as usual, you know, I beg people to call me, call in, and let us chat. You know, it's just not even a handful of people that care to stop and have a conversation, because a lot of people are afraid of speaking the truth. Because these white people have taken such control from black people that the political system, the kingship government that control the society that the Elohim set up with the legal system. These sodomites want us to think they're the ones who make up the courts and make law. It's not true. Now, when I say these sodomites must go back to Europe, I mean that wholeheartedly. And if they think that, okay, they're going to keep on fucking ass, they're not going back, well, they'll find out. They will find out. As long as these books are telling us the truth and they don't have nothing beside the Bible, they must take their fucking ass and go back to Europe. Okay? Because no other living species on earth and the ethnic group of the African hybrid people, nobody on earth do the things these fucking idiot Homo erectus do. Nobody else on earth, and they think that they are entitled. Look, that's right. You think you're entitled to go about and hone what African people have. There's something about that. Something about you thinking that, right? And you're going to find out. You're going to find out with all the military and all this kind of stuff that it's traceable. These faggots, they can only make stone tools. But now they're ready to tell you they make bronze and all these kind of stuff. All right, let's wash them out down into the dungeon using their own Bible. Right? Using their own Bible. Start a Genesis. Start in Genesis. we will show them that, you know what? They probably knew they should have gone back where they come from and go keep up their fucking ass ceremony culture. And they think, oh, they are having it so great here, and therefore make no changes. Well, you're going to find out. You're going to find out how much African people enjoy you murderers, killers. I mean, a people without pity, a people without any kind of conscience, soul inside of them. You're going to find out how much we enjoy it, okay? Because of what you stinking fucking ass white people have done. You don't know, because you don't care about who suffer for what you guys callously done. All right? But because you don't know when to stop, you don't know when to quit, that is what is going to cause your destruction. Because we belong to a God, and see, we never like run you down and do nothing to you. It's amazing that I read, and I don't see anywhere ethnic people chase after European people. European feel all right and at home so well to know that black people ain't going to do them anything. They are confident of that, and that's why they do everything that they do. And you can just understand, think about what happened to Africa. Hope since these white people come out and they can't even talk. They can only make stone tools. And yet still they have all the power over black people. We don't have no government. They come on and say they're my government and all that. And we can't kick them out with it. We don't know what to say. That is over with. That is over with. And if they want to wait until the thunder and everything come down and, you know, I mean, demolish them, they will be a witness that black people have been naive and behave like them no have no use, and we never do them nothing. And them just decide to come and seize what we have and turn around and say, a them born with the wealth. Well, I tell you what, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, get out, right? And we don't have no battle to wage. But as soon as we black people open our eyes and the gods above see that, okay, we take a long time, but we're coming around, they're going to help us. All we need to do is to help us, because we don't know what to do. They will have mercy on us. I truly trust in that for all that I am aware of. You don't do these kind of stuff, uncivilized, who know, okay? You don't do that. And go and interbreed with into our blood and Neanderthals to be where you are today? No. You're not going to win. And you will wait until the time come and expire before, you know, you will ever believe. Because it's too nice now that, oh, you're Victorian over the, oh, we conquer the black people, man. And you tell them all this shit out, foolishness in your mind. But you don't tell them about what you do. You don't tell them a brag about, but you have it written about what you do and tell it. Right? Yes. And clearly, totally oblivious to all the atrocities you do. You don't care. And you're such stone expert making stone tool that when you steal anything, like you guys that 509 BC, overthrew Lucius Tarquinius, king, Roman king, overthrow him, and what you all do, what you all do and the lies you have told, and still thinking that, oh, you all get away with it. You know, get away with it. As long as you call yourself Roman, you will never get away from the crime of overthrowing Lucius Tarquinius. You're not. All right. Listen. I am going to, like, ask you to, like, give a summary to what I have said so far about civilization and who brings civilization. And who were here and who were not here. When civilization came to Earth, who notable, what beings were, what notable beings were on the planet? And pretty much in the same geography, because Africa is the place where life is created. You notice that? It means that the gods that came to Earth were not strangers to Earth, as far as I can see, because there are life forms springing up and blah, and Earth is pretty much Earth is a part of Nibiru where the gods come from. Based on the prehistory that, you know, I am aware of, yes, there is relationship between Earth and the Nibiru heaven. So I'm saying when life began to spring, like hominids, you know, in my perception, these life forms began because of Nibiru. So when these hominids began to spring, evolve an urbanoid, right? And the Homo sapiens, the basis of Homo sapiens from which Neanderthals and the Homo sapiens came, comes from these gods. That's my view of it, that they didn't just start springing up, but they, as it were dropping these seeds, right? That caused this process. Because these guys that came here, you read that they are very adept in creating creatures, you know, and mixing with deer blood. So when the time came that they need primitive worker, Enki and his sister, they were ready because they were doing a lot of lab tests and things, you know, and creating. So they knew that they could create the kind of creature that they wanted to go into action for them as primitive worker. So it is important to now come to the point where the Homo erectus, white people, them were first. So whether or not anybody has a misunderstanding about who was on the earth first, like some people might want to tell you from their religious, you know, thinking, that our church thinking that black people was first, and that's not true. That is not the truth. No history tells me that black people was first. You hear people in the street, you know, yabba, 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 talking nonsense. They're not reading and come to tell you. They hear almost what, you know, like, hear what people are conjuring up, you know, and they go ahead and talk what they don't understand or know. All right. So now I am saying, let's come clearly to this part in spatiotemporal time. Let's come clear to this time when 2 million years ago then, or 1.4 million years ago, we know for sure that the white people then go up into Europe. And clearly they come from Homo erectus, and later on they will interbreed, widely. Just about all of them become blood of the Neanderthals until they died out like about some 40,000 years ago or so. And simply because they were not civilized, all of them, all of the humanoids, they died out. We are the only one that the anatomical prehistory human beings. We wise human being, and Homo sapien. We are different from everything that is out there. We are ethnic group of people, and you don't see us go out and try to do anything with these Europeans. Of course, they didn't have anything to greet us with when we came along. You see what I mean? These are things for people to look at. These Europeans, they've been there like 2 million years, right? First to migrate out of Africa and come into Europe and Asia. The first, you see them in America now, they call it White House, and they think everywhere we are, they belong there. That's what they think. They don't understand the power that is in the black people. They don't understand. And for a while now, you do see like, okay, we don't have no sense, and white people are kick us all around. Who are the black people? Come on, look at it real good and see. Oh, they come here and scrape up, everything the king had in Rome. That's where they start. So they think that, they're mighty and bad now. And that's what they did. Right? And it so happens that they have this intellect to do these kinds of sophisticated things, because they are learning language from us. They are learning mathematics. They are learning everything from us. And you can read that in the World History textbook. They don't come from nowhere. But now they begin to lie about where they come from and all this kind of stuff. But they can't hide because they are Homo erectus. You can't hide. When the history book is not lying, that they didn't go any further than making stone tools. It's when the African civilized people came about and was able to use their intellect, the Elohim's given intellect, to work wonders and making iron or make bronze and stuff like that. It's what the gods endowed the hybrid people with, and they don't like that. These sodomites don't like that. But, and they are coming from, such a low degree on the human pole that now that they go out and interbreed up and give their head ability to see and perceive and do certain things. But guess what? Look at the downside they have. They just don't care about the people in the world, the people who are suffering because of what they're doing. They don't care. They don't care. Now, imagine, would you like to interbreed up with people that turn your head like that? Would you? And like, just decide to make other people be sodomite like them. Imagine everything that's bad. That's what they think about. Because they're thinking about themselves. And now look at the amount of money that they say they have right now. I mean, just about any white person you see along, them have millions of dollars because that's what their intention is, to destroy completely the black people. You know, black people will get fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer. And then they have the church that is sucking up the belief of the black people as well. And pretty soon, black people will not be around. And that is their objective. You see? So it's the reason why I want to make it clear about civilization, because they now take on civilization like they are the ones that create civilization and wipe out this wasn't here, that wasn't here, and we do this and we do that. Now, let's get it clear. And those of you who are listening, as you know, I'm not telling you to believe anything I say. I'm putting the fact out and putting it to the limit that nobody able to exceed. So I'm saying where civilization began on Earth, who put civilization here? Put these sodomite white people out in the time when Elohim did not migrate to Earth. And it is clear, very clear, that when the Elohim came, the white people were up there almost a million years up there in Europe. They can't go anywhere. They can't go and establish anything because they're never civilized. And right when you see they come and invading African territory, look at the way they do it. They are doing it after they take a lot of schooling from black people and decide to go off and do their world dominance, right? And how I see it is that they intimidate and decide to, like, do something to the African government there. You know, once they probably get them to agree for them to overthrow the king. They probably plot up all of that. The white people, they probably go to Africa and plan up this thing. No sooner than them have the education and they have representation of themselves and they can go on with all kind of things. That's how I look at it. Because I don't see Africa shut up with all of the kind of things that they are doing in the Elohim world. I don't see that. Something wrong. One thing we know, you don't let them tell you that them create civilization, because there is the history in the world, it's a textbook that is telling you that's not true. Okay? They were up there and can only make stone tools and go hunt animals. That's all they could do, and make a fire. Right? So these white people come in now, and because we are not willing to represent ourselves or expose ourselves to our own knowledge, they find out that we're not doing anything, so they decide that they're going to just take charge. You see, now they're going to find out, no, that's not true. And there is something now that is going to burn them more than anything else that they can make that burn people. The truth. You can't fight the truth, okay? And we are saying, no, get out of our territory. Get out. Because if you don't get out, you're going to get burned to crispy. Get out. It's not yours. And we know it's not yours. And don't think we're going to shut up. You see? And that's all we need to do, is speak the truth. You see, and all these lies that, you know, that make it seem black people don't come from nowhere and all this kind of stuff, and jump and use our wealth to make university and take charge of everything. Imagine that. and now them spread out all of our countries with homosexuality. There is none of our country that don't have homosexuals. It wasn't so like 50 years ago. No. But this is what they intended to do from thousands of years ago. Okay? That's what they intended to do, is to swarm the earth with homosexuality. All the most depraved acts and situations, that's what they want to be into the society. The society where the gods brought kingship. Okay? The gods brought kingship after they created us. Okay? And you see the long narrative that tells of how the gods created mankind and why. And it comes to when wisdom was lowered from heaven. And you have the full story of how kingship, the government, was established on earth. Now, are we talking about some little Hegel people when we talk about the gods? The Elohim? They wrote about the Elohim in the Bible. So they twist it around and like Elohim only mean Father, Spirit, God. But here we have it. I mean, Sumerian kinglist that record of rulers, a record of rulers, and events arranged chronologically, divided prehistory and history into two distinct parts. First, the long record of what had happened before the deluge. Now, this sounds similar, basically, that when I went to like 4.56 billion years ago, up to our time, right? Well, they're telling you, even to closer to us, time, spatiotemporal time. First, the long record of what had happened before the flood, the deluge. Then, what transpired after the deluge, right? Before and after. Time when the Anunnaki gods and when their sons by the daughters of man, the so-called demigods, ruled upon the earth. The other was when human rulers, kings, selected by Enlil, were interposed between the gods and the people. In both instances, the institution of an organized society. You get that? An orderly, and it says, in both instances, before the flood and after the flood, in both that in of that instance, the institution of an organized society and orderly government, kingship, was stated to have been lowered from heaven. See that? So kingship government existed before the flood. And it tells you that, you know, thousands of people existed back then. Because mankind started to breed up and stuff from before the flood. So there is government long time. over the African civilized people, right? So, and it is telling you that after the flood, the kingship was set up again, right? It says, when kingship was lowered from heaven, begins the Sumerian king list, kingship Eridu. In Eridu, Alalulim became king and ruled 28,800 years. After listing the other antediluvial rulers and cities, the text states that then the flood swept over earth when kingship was lowered again from heaven. Kingship was in Kish. From then on, the list takes us into historical times. That's where we are here today. But now these sodomites come and say, you know, they rule with something that don't exist. Jesus Christ in the year of our Lord. That doesn't exist. It's not a reality anywhere on earth. You can't relate to it, except you just believe in nothing. Like you believe in, you know, in something and it is nothing. Or you believe in something that is nothing, like something. Well, that's what the New Testament is all about Adam and Eve in a garden and eat the fruit and all kind of lie they conjure up that doesn't make any sense. No civilized sense whatsoever. But they're getting people to believe it and serving it. My friends, I tell you, everything that we have on earth here today, these sodomite folks adapted it. And you may think it's a joke. It cannot be a joke when the world history book is there telling you that they could only make stone tools. They couldn't go anywhere but right where they are in Europe and Asia. It is clear that they had no ability to do anything civilized. So why would you make them fool you today? All right, they have all of the attributes. I tell you, they steal everything. They steal the architecture. They steal all the things that are, you know, like fastened in the ground that the gods have set up. They take it all for themselves and say it's theirs. Now look at the Pantheon architecture. It's not theirs, but they take it like it's theirs. You see, and I mean, people are so stinking, I mean, criminal, that they would take these things from us and know it's not theirs. Well, it's just like what they do in Rome. You see, throw out the king and then begin to, forevermore, that's where they stay. They go to Palestine. Again, they are the Romans. They don't hide that it's Roman Greek, but they're not behaving like they are homo erectus people. When they tell you about Romans, you don't, the way they do it, because they're calling themselves Romans when it's the black people in the Roman in the city of Rome of Italy. Those people and the king that ruled there, the kingship that was established there, were Roman. It was a Roman entity. But here these guys come up and talk about their Romans and so for you not to know it's them, that's what they're doing. But now it's no more. They can't hide anymore. They will not hide anymore. And all the money that they think they get, it's not there. Because AD and Adamani is never law. They never had any law whatsoever in none of the transactions that they do. They don't have no law. They are using fraud in everything these white people do. trace it and find out that they never had anything, and what they have is they stole it. And the places are there where they steal things and showing it all for the world to see. That's all we need to here to do is go back to the origin and dig them out. They can't evade the criminal act that they have done for about 2,600 years. And now behaving like they are the one that started society. How could they start society when all they know is for like 2 million years fucking each other's body? You see? And not just their own, but dogs and animals. You see? And they're bringing all this whole bunch of stuff, control down on African society. Imagine that. Now, the fact that we wake up to what is happening, right? And we are not going to give no kind of an honor or respect to what I'm going to do because it don't have no law, not our law, right? They need to go to Europe and carry their church and everything there with them. Anything, the Holy Ghost and everything. Carry it over there because it's not tolerated anymore in the Western Hemisphere. You see what I mean? Nowhere Africans are is it tolerated. Them on their fucking ass and everything else. Take it out of our territory because it never belonged here in the first place. Keep trucking out. No joke about that. Everything that is belonging to us, these nasty fucking uncivilized Homo erectus, offspring. And that's how they interbreed to turn the biggest lunatic and criminal on planet Earth. Okay? And they're coming with church now, yes, because you need to be saved. Adam and Eve eat the fruit and all this kind of, all these old bunch of nonsense. It's not civilized. It's not intelligible. It can't make no sense. Lot of people brain is destroyed. They go to the grave and don't know themselves. That is done away with. That is done away with. You see, these faggots going to go back exactly under the trees or rocks where they come from. You see what I mean? Because the truth is going to like fall on them, hard torrent rocks tumbling down on them and grind them to powder. That's what they need. That's what they will get. Because when they come here and talk about they have a court system, Supreme Court system, when indeed the history of civilization is telling us this, although the subject of this volume is what we call science and the ancient call wisdom, a few words about kingship, the good order of things, an organized society and its institutions will not be out of place. Will never go out of place. Because without them, no science... Listen, when I tell you that no civilization was on earth till the gods came, you will see how it happened here. And look back and see whether or not white Homo erectus people in Europe, did they have anything there to replace what we are talking about? What did they offer us when we came? Nothing. Besides, they would like to fuck your ass. That's all they had. This is what the gods brought to us 450,000 years ago. If this is not good enough for you, it's good enough for me. So the gods came here with the intelligence. And remember, they're going to make us hundreds of thousands, about 200 and so more thousand years that they had a need to create us. So this is what they brought to us. He says, although the subject of this volume is what we call science, and the ancient called it wisdom. A few words which is the government, the calendaral government that the gods bring here. Remember, where were the white people up in Europe? What were they doing? Fucking ass. And make stone tools. You know? They couldn't even find the Western Hemisphere because they don't have no sense. They couldn't come here. But no sooner than we come and establish everything, they come and talk about they have AD and Adamani and learn all kind of foolishness and think it can work. They think that's the way a civilized world can go. So they learn some little something and they assume that they can do things because it's that they're going to make a new world and all that kind of stuff. So listen to this. A few words about kingship. The good order of things. There was no good order of things anywhere. And like I asked the question, what did these white people have there? The fact that we are owning up the truth of history. We never came about until, you know, after the gods. So like almost a half a million years or so, almost, we came about. And after the gods came about 450,000 years ago, it's about 250,000 years later that the gods came. Eh? It's about that amount of time. Quite a few thousands of years that the gods came here after the white people them in Europe, like about a million years. You see what I mean? So they didn't have anything. They can only make stone tools. And it's the gods who came, and then about 200,000 years or somewhere down there, that they created us. Now, it takes a short time for the hybrid people to grow and into adults. Because look at us here right now. I mean, we were created through genetic in test tube babies, right? That's the way we were created. And then, you know, after that, now we grow up fast and start to multiply and have children. What did the white people had to offer? What did they have to offer? What history says? What did they have to offer? The only thing I read about is that they only out there dodge and duck and wait for the African people them as they go back and drag them off and go start interbreed up with them. That's all I read, because that's all they want. Okay? That they didn't have nothing at all that subscribed to civilization. Just think about that. And think about when we came about and when we were able to migrate from out of Africa. We begin to spread outside of Africa, not inside of Africa. They went out of Africa too, but they went into Europe and Asia, Eurasia, over there. Couldn't go nowhere else. For almost say 2 million years, they weren't soon able to aspire to full civilization. So when the God created the hybrid, who was fully equipped with civilized knowledge, they decided to interbreed up and get closer to the African people, get their blood. You see, and that's what they did. Miscegenation is something that is fully history. And that's what they are using today. It's the African blood. That's what they are using. And think that they can come and absorb us. That's what they think. They don't think that there is something there they should be careful of. And it's not a gun. That's all they can use is gun. It's because they know they really don't have civilized knowledge like the African people. They know it. And what they have stolen and have, they are using it as criminals. to like smother the African people. But they don't understand the depth of the blood Elohim in the black people. Right? Why do they come and take some of our blood? Why they did not go out in the wild and fuck some more dogs and see if they'll impregnate them? Why they didn't do that? They know they need something, right? And this is the way they go about it. Making themselves complete, lunatics, that they can kill off everybody and want what them have. And they still feel okay. Make law 1220 AD. They make AD law, through tribunal, right? The emperor and the pope. So they're making law. Imagine they said they are government and ruling over the black people, and they're making law with penalty of death and oppression, violent oppression. You see, and banishment. They're gonna banish you from with the law that they make, and they're gonna take away all your profit, all the property that you have, and force you to become Christian. Look here. Let me just go on a little further. I mean, because a lot of people not understanding, or maybe I am not making, allowing them to understand what it is. I'm talking in the best way I can. And I am telling you now, what we get from the Elohim are these things, and all of these things that I'm going to read to you, these Sodomite white people claim all of it, and claim they are the one that make all of these things. And, they don't have no enlightened feelings about the lies that they are telling. They write a Bible about, they write it about African. They don't write it about themselves. And they don't know that, no. They can't go about business that way. But that's what they're doing. And as long as they are using the wicked dominance that they have to steal and kill you anyhow, and all you have to do is be afraid of them, because they don't really have no civilized sense, They don't have any civilized sense. All they want to know is that they can read and they can run functions and things like that. You see, and make everybody satisfied with what them do. That's what they think. That's what they think. They think they can tell and lie their way out of everything they do. That's what they think. They think that, fuck ass and fuck dog and fuck anything. They're all right with it. And now they're behaving like, distance themselves from the raw foolishness. The thing that they have going on out there in society. You see, people are doing more wicked things now without any conscience than ever, because this administration of sodomites in America right now just realized that, civility, the force of civilization is going to kill them. And what you see they're doing, dressing up and carrying on like them, they are natural, like ethnic people. You don't see? That's what they're doing now. Because the power of civilization is going to kill them. Because they are even calling themselves civilized. Ridiculous. Because they are feeling now that their plan to bring all black people, nation, to be sodomite, believing in Jesus, They all of their hope is rest on that. And they're finding out it's not going to work. It is not going to work. Because they are resting on the civilized things that the gods establish on earth. And they come and decide to pull the civilized people in in, you know, what they call it, deception, delusion. That's what they do. That's why they create the Adam and Eve story. They do a lot of things to create, let's say, a barricade themselves and get enough support. You see, you go out there and vote for them, you're keeping them in power. Okay? These people who are crocodile or, you know, the snake, that's who they are. They're plotting fire. That's what they're doing. Okay? So what we have here, they don't want to, they come in with democracy. And since we don't read, we don't know where democracy come from. Democracy is no more than about 2,600 years old. And it is them in their planning. But remember, I tell you that we are coming down with them about 12,000 years. They working hard and they're learning from the African people. Because remember, we walk out of, some of us leave Africa 100,000 years ago. And by the time we come into the West, these white people are working hard everywhere, learning everything that they can, and join the polytheism institution. Yes. And was worshiping the gods and everything. They do a whole lot of things to be where they are, you know? Yeah. But if you are not getting into the information, you shut out. And they do whatever they want. You take what I'm saying seriously? Take it seriously in the sense that you're looking and studying to see what makes sense. Because it's only what makes sense to you is going to be valuable. Right? So, I'm saying to you, this is what we have been given. And we talk about the time and the king list and stuff like that. And it comes down to say, we talking about, you know, we our society call what we are talking about science, and the ancient call it wisdom. All these things that we're talking about. A few words about kingship, the good order of things, because good order of things come from above, come from up in heaven, or the Nibiru where these gods come from. Nothing was on earth, and because remember what these white people were on earth, and they could only make stone tools. They couldn't do anything. They were speechless. They were homo erectus. They don't have language. They don't have speech. They don't have clothing. They don't can't make nothing. So it goes on, because without them, without these things that we, the good order of things, no scientific progress or dissemination of preservation of wisdom could be possible. This book is telling you loud and clear that the time when these Homo erectus white people never had any civilization. And it wasn't made possible unless the gods came and made a change. That's it. So you can follow them with the church nonsense that they have out there. And all they want to do is to, like, change the good way that you think, the logical way that you think. That's what white people want, because they're not in America for anything else but to get black people to turn sodomites. That's why they're here. They have all the money and everything already, so they are setting up every kind of institution and organization to get black people to join and, you know, get used to sodomy and no bother yourself. And that's what they want. Now, come on. Not unless we will never realize that we were created by the Elohim. We are hybrids. If we don't realize that, that's it. You're dead. And when you're dead, you're dead. All right, so now, kingship was the portfolio of Enlil, the chief commander of the Anunnaki on Earth. It is noteworthy that as in so many scientific fields, where we still live off and build upon the Sumerian bequest, so does the institution of kingship. And kingship still exists, having served mankind, having served mankind for so many millennia, that government has been in function. Samuel Noah, Samuel N. Kramer, in history, concluding, in history, begins at summer. That's his book, History Begins at Summer. Listed scores of first, which means first societal thing, was introduced here in summer. Begin here, including a bicameral chamber and elected and selected deputies cooperated. Okay, it says here, incorporated, deputies, incorporated. No, where is it? It says bicameral chamber of elected and selected deputies. Various aspects of an organized and orderly society were incorporated into the concept of kingship. Listen, this is for African people to know. Okay? Where is Africa in all of this? They're hiding from 2,600 years ago. But here's the truth that we are supposed to know here. If this don't make sense to you, it does make every sense to me. And that's all that matters. Because if I am not proven wrong, I'm on the right track. Now, so it goes on to say, incorporated in the concept of kingship, first society were incorporated into the concept of kingship, first and foremost, among them, the need for justice. And you remember there was another man that they said was a man of justice. This is a priority in society, orderly, civilized society, under kingship. A king was required to be righteous and to promulgate and uphold the law. For Sumerian society was one that lived by the law. All right, my friends, I tell you that. And therefore, what else do I have to tell you? Now that I completed that civility did not come from white people, and white people did not have shit to share with anybody, okay? That's right. No matter what they have, and no matter what they have in mind, they still not civilized. People are civilized. Whether or not we have universities, dear university education, we are created civilized, and all we need is academic knowledge to function properly. But common thinking, we are by blood civilized. White people don't belong among us. And if you feel like they belong among you and you want to marry them and go fuck them and share your blood with them, I feel your business that. Take yourself with them back over their sodomy culture. Go with them. Because it is clear that in the history, there was no African sodomites. That is clear. No, did they? Okay? And how do we come to be rubbing shoulders with these Homo erectus set for extinction white people? Because the less they run, once they run out, you know, of the African people's blood, they extinct too. You see what I mean? And they are bragging and boasting of their victories over black people. They're bragging and boasting, while black people feel like they're all right. That's an irony. So I make it clear to you, spatio your temporal time, white people are Homo erectus, and they are involved with mass mass interbreeding supposed to have, and they do it right. And look at them now. The world is in shambles. There's just no way it come together with these sodomite white people. So they're ruling with AB and Adamani that is not based upon nothing at all. Nothing. So the zodiacal calendar, the gods create and they make it up on purpose. As you see the planet moves and you have night and day, that's right. We are connected to that force. That's why it tells you that all of the civilizations in the emergence of civilization in Mesopotamia, coming on to Egypt, in India and China, that important religious developments, I have a good way of beginning and then cannot go through. It says, it says, important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature. That's what we're talking about. Work the forces of nature for us. We are connected to nature, we African people. And it's the history, and there's no need to place doubt in this, because it's the history all through. Okay? All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. African people don't have anywhere else to go. When we allow these faggots to throw us in the street and we don't have any government, we don't have any place to go. Except to the truth, and stop following these fucking idiots who need to find their own home instead of coming here, keeping us out of our own territory. Just think of how ridiculous this is. You don't know, if you don't read, the kind of thing these white people do to black people. You don't know. You don't know. You probably know some things, but you don't know the depth of these people. and what they have in their mind. They don't done with it. They don't done with black people. So, God's under. If you don't know your existence, then you go to church. When you go to church, you don't have your, you disconnect your existence. And that's what I wanted to tell you. Gods and goddesses were always believed to be crucial to a community success, to people's success, the gods alone. And these white people themselves say that the gods rule and direct the civilized world. They know it. And just we get off a track, we just need to hold up. Hold up under the righteousness of the God. All right. I want to thank you for listening. And I hope you get my point. That white people are lying about church and Jesus and Adam and Eve, lying about the Bible, about black people. They are trying to save themselves. They're trying to get some black blood into there so they can live longer. But most of all, they are now holding a stance around the world that black people don't have anything. They have it. What is this all about? They have everything that we had owned, even what the gods did own. Think about that. Think about that. And think about what I have told you. And think about what you do with yourself, with your coming and your going. And, you know, whether or not when you hear me call these white people all these despicable names, if I indeed are to say them, I know I do, but what do you think? You see, because they are not trying to do anything to show respect to black people. Can't you see? They're not. And they're dead wrong, but they don't care. You know, it's the more they go and fuck ass, and they don't belong to our company, but they don't care. They know they steal everything from us. They don't care. Now, if we don't turn into the right direction and follow them, well, you'll go to destruction. If we turn around, it spells doom for them. That's what they need, is doom. And if we don't do the right thing, you're helping to save them, something like that. It's not good for them, nor anybody that follow them. Because the gods are not going to just let the earth and all what they have done here go in vain. They will not do that. I see none of that happening. And they'll going to get knocked down like how they get knocked down over Mars at the moonlet, that they go up there doing things. They don't want all of these nastiness that these white people are doing. They don't want black people to know, and they're glad when you're not reading and you're into the Bible, and that's why they keep you going to church and praise God. You know what I mean? Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and I want to let that off, what I begin to say about civilization. Civilization is very important that you understand it, and not like, you know, you're going to the market to buy something. So I hope you get something from what I have said. Now, let's go to the thought that I want to bring to you. Now, you should see the reason why I brought up the civilization thing. Now, you're here to talk about evangelical churches and stuff like that, where the White House basically, you know, are into those things and what they call a breakfast, prior breakfast and all this kind of stuff. Listen, I wrote a little book once, and yes, it's published, but it wasn't like a very, you know, a properly published book. But it is still published. And you know, some of the things I spoke into that book, the book titled Sexuality creation of a blemished society, right? These are things, that was before I know a lot of the things I have today as a knowledge. And the way I look at life and what was going on, and I thought to myself, you know, I could see these things like floating around in people's eyes. So I wrote this book, Sexuality, Creation of a Blemished Society. And I didn't really know the extent of the blemish. So I just use it the way I think I understood it. But the blemish of the sexual society, you know, we are created to reproduce. There's no joke about that. But look, we are out of line with the sense of reproduction. And man and woman friendship or, you know, or intimate relationship. We are far out of that. When we talk about A.D. Anadamani today, what is A.D. Anadamani? You don't know. Do you know how many people I told who called me trying to probably sell something? I said, look, even police call me begging, and I tell them that. I said, go back to Europe. This is not your country. I tell them that. And some of them still call back or something like that. But I keep on telling them. And some others, I think maybe like telemarket people, I said, look, I am not going to talk to you unless you can qualify what is A.D. Anadamani in the year of our Lord. You know what? Most of them hung up. But there was one that made an attempt, though, and did pretty well. Yeah. So, yet still, though, it didn't do well enough to come back. Anyway, this is the reason a lot of black people out there believe in the politics of America. And what I brought up here today, if you're interested in the proper knowledge of yourself and the fact that you're an hybrid person, you're not just a human, one of those humanoid or these white people. You're not like white people. White people are criminals, the dirtiest, you know, I mean, stinkiest characteristic on earth. See, they write a character like Jesus, don't like women. Imagine that they write a Bible and Jesus would not associate much with women. And you don't know it's a sodomite writing. You don't know that. And that's fully what it is. But people are into the politics and everything. I, not too long ago, decided I never will vote, no more Democratic, stuff. I'm done with voting democracy, you see, because you're subscribing to A.D. Anadamani in the year of our Lord. That's what you're doing. And these are the sodomites in power. You want to keep them in power? When you need to pray to the gods and drive them out? If you keep on doing those things that they kill and a whole bunch of massacre to be where they are and you still support them, you don't have any sense of conscience on what you should do with your life. And it's the reason why I'm talking these things. So you at least can start put your mind into something that is more potent and something to uphold you with strength and psychological power. Right? Know the kind of stuff you need to know. You see? Because we don't want these white sodomites around us, and we need the kind of force to drive them out. And if we don't decide to conduct ourselves the way we are to, it's going to cause a problem in some kind of way. Right? But it is not the good thing for us to be doing this thing wrong, and we see it in our faces. We don't want that, because the reason why you pray to the Lord is for the Lord to bless you, forgive you of your transgression and stuff like that. That's why you do that. But what happens when you are praying and you're praying, your prayer is not going, it's not working as a prayer, because you don't know who you're praying to. Because if you're praying to the God in the Bible, if you read the Bible, you will find out the Genesis creation story you're reading in the Bible, it's the stinkiest to digest. And the only reason why you don't smell it stink is because you don't know what you're reading. You just know, you only believe it. Stop believing it, and you'll find out the white people are this talking serpent. That's what you're reading about. They are writing about themselves. You see what I mean? See, they talk about themselves in Genesis 19 about the Sodomites, you know, wanted the two men, homosexual. They wanted a whole city of these men come down on Lot's house. Wanted two men who came into as a visitor in his house. Want them to come out to them. And when Lot told them, no, you can't do that. You know, these are my guests. You can't do that. They got angry and want to tear the door down. Yeah. And said, no, bring them out. We want to know them. You know, we want to fuck their body. That we want. That we are about. Basically, that's what they're out there, based on what they wrote. That's what they were out there thinking and talking. You know, come, we're coming in here, you know. And Lot said, no, listen, I have two daughters. And you can take them and do whatever you want to do. So now you know the same thing that make you know that the story is not a sound through all of what they're saying, right? And there's, if any part of it is true, it probably don't amount to a story at all. But they're spilling out. There is their propaganda about, because Sodomites are very, very much proud of themselves. Do you know that? Sodomites are very much proud of themselves. The first is their God that blessed them with sodomy. Yes, they're not afraid to tell you that. And the fact that they are blunt enough to come out and talk, that lets you know that they are uncivilized. That lets you know that. You see? All right. So I am saying to you that you believe in the government of America. I am telling you it's not a government. And for anybody to disprove what I say, you have to bring the Constitution, and the world is a textbook to disprove what I say. Now, I'm not joking about that, because law is law. And when you are a people of origin and you're under a government and you have these criminals come and say that they are conquest, they have power to throw you out because they have conquest of military and stuff like that. Now, you don't do that in a world with law. All right? So how do they come up and say they have law outside of the system? And people are going to say, well, they have power because them this and they that. Where they get army from? Go in their origin and find out where they come from. I know where they come from. I read and I know. And what I tell you is true. Okay? It is true. And watch and see their downfall. Because it's pure lies white people living by. And the wealth of the African people. That's it. And they want to tell you, the money not come from nowhere. The money, the resources come from right here in America. And they think that is theirs. It's not theirs. Technically, they don't know their writings. They are walking in quicksand. That's all they are doing. Right? When the right time comes, they'll find out they don't have a tongue in their head to defend themselves. They think they are wise and all of that. So what I want to tell you before the time run out is that I wrote in the little book that there is going to be the president and his wife, the first lady, you know, the president and the first lady, right? Now, usually we accustomed to these white people pretend and say them are marry a wife. They never know nothing about marrying a wife in Europe before they before 509 BC. They didn't know nothing about law, no government, no societal setup. They did not. I just got through it with you. They never did. So why they come here now and are married to each other? And even later, set up the Supreme Court to rule, make law that any sodomite can marry legally in the United States. Why they do that? These white people are sodomites. They are disoriented. They are brain retarded. All of these white people, it doesn't matter how they can read, and it doesn't matter what kind of esoteric skills they have, they still have mental problems. Okay? Look at what they do. Look at what they agree with. Look at what they agree for the government to do. A government that is killing black people every day with their police and minimize black people in every given way. Right? And in their act, in the Constitution, it shows you that never has ever been a president that defend black people cause according to the Constitution. Right? None of them do it. If they just, as they do one little something, and that's not what I'm talking about. It must be with the same kind of force that they do protect white people. That's not what they do. They bring back white people to the black territories to supplant black people. That's it. So they have a big plan, and they put all kind of distraction all around it. Right. So I'm telling you. Now, I wrote that little book and wrote that little article in there about there would soon be a first man and a first man. two first man. You know, because my idea is we are going in a direction where we're going to see homosexuals serving as gay partners. I felt that way and I wrote it. It's in that book. Now, we have an idea that some of the men, they may be gay, but we have not seen an open display of homosexuality right out as man and man. They say this is the first man and the president. But I am saying to you that today there is hardly any African people doubt the story of Obama and Michelle. All the blunders that come out clearly in the course of them speaking to people or something like that, and I talk about even what other people say. Obama, in his speaking, incriminate himself. Okay? And whether he did it willfully, I don't know, because homosexual people can be very cruel and wicked and tormenting. Okay? So he probably had a slip of tongue, Obama, when he was talking about a military situation, and he's talking about he and Michael, I think that's what he says. When it is Michelle, he should have said he and Michelle, but not Michael. But clearly what is going on behind closed door he probably behind closed door said, Michael, you see what I mean? No. Listen to this. Michelle LaVarne Robinson, born January 17, 1964. Bahrain, which later on is not a real place. Isn't, he said, yeah, well, he said that. Bahrain is not a real place. The person who is writing this this article. Samuel Kelpel Plop and Michael Flemington Robinson. Aren't the names of real people? Did Judge Award Sasha and Malia Obama's biological father $14 million? Did Judge Award Sasha and Malia Obama's biological father's $14 million? Among the many clues that something is deeply amiss with this story is the fact that its author held former President Barack Obama's name by David Emery, published 12 July 2019. Samuel Barine, Utah. Yes. Barine, Utah was chosen by Barack, bracket, SIC, S-I-C, Obama, and his then boyfriend. Michael Flemington Robinson, to be the father of two children. Those two children, Malia and Sasha, were to never know about their biological father. Right? They were never supposed to know about it. All of that ended when Sasha turned 18, as the couple always knew it would. You know, it would come out. Now that they are adults, the Obama girls are no longer under the protection of their parents. Kelpel Plop immediately filed suit of $40 million. Suit for $40 million. His attorney, Hart Tubbles, ESQ, told us via email, Sam just wants some recognition that he provided the DNA that made the Obama girls what they are. That is Sasha and Sasha and Malia, real father talking. Yeah. Yes, Kepel, Kepel prop. You see? Yes. So his attorney says that Sam just wants some recognition that he provided the DNA that made the Obama girls what they are, right? So he's a part of a lie, you see, a part of a cover-up. So he wants money now for whatever it's worth. He wants some money now for the part he played. Michael couldn't have children. You see, now, the Michael, it turned Michelle now, you know. So that's what comes out in print. It sound like a false story to you? Not to me. Not to me. It's the faggot white man system you're dealing with. So it's, you know, they're happy to have somebody like Obama is half white, half black, and Obama, you know, he's full-blown faggot anyway. Obama is, based on the report, you see, and a man who stepped forward and gave a before senatorial body that he and Obama had, you know, homosexual relationship and take drugs together. Okay? So this is what is happening now. So this boyfriend that Obama had at the time when he was planning on the girls, come with the two girls, I guess that was they probably want that to make it seem like, okay, you know, like it probably would have differently. Now that they have two children, you know, it's more difficult for anybody to tumble them over. But now it's you know, they come in and serve and they're out now. But now the whole thing is coming out, you see. And it comes out for quite some time, but, you know, they, you know, the media and all kind of thing, they say, what I kind of call it, stories. You know, something that people make up, but it's coming out real good now. Yeah, so it said she couldn't have no, she couldn't have children, you know, and SIC and Barack SIC likes men. Imagine that, you see. So, so what's the big deal? They did it from the people. They hid it from the people. And claimed the kids were theirs. Now they'll have to pay. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. There's nothing else that I have here. And just hope that everything's go well with you there. And you take good care. And remember why I'm telling you these things. Take care. Linda Vandross. Come on, Vandross. Come on.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him. I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my Father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love to dance with my Father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her.
Okay.